Oh, yeah.
Welcome back in. Sharp Betting in the Morning. There's Damon. I'm Gary. Shane here as well. Off day at the College World Series before Ole Miss and Oklahoma have a little party on steroids in our town for the national championship. Ole Miss playing for their first College World Series championship. Pretty good story. They were the last team probably into the NCAA tournament. They're going to fire their coach. Now they might build a statue after him, and the state of Mississippi might have back-to-back national championships.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? It's like the whole, whatever his name was, not Commissioner Gordon, Harvey Dent, right? The hero villain line.
Yeah.
Bianco was, they were really going to run him out. At 20 years, and that dude has been as good as almost anybody. And he, like he said, I heard the whispers.
So, and you know, it kind of started because last year, it was him, Link Jarrett, and Jay Johnson were up for the LSU job. And people were like, you're leaving Ole Miss to go to a rival school?
Yeah.
And then they got off, and then they were preseason number one, got off the slow start, but he has definitely redeemed it. You know what is another takeaway from the College World Series, and this is just the weirdness in me, is when you don't know people are bald and they take their hat off. Like, have you seen Link Jarrett without a hat?
Yeah. Well, so I saw him in the tunnel.
Okay, so Link Jarrett and Mike Bianco.
And he's a little guy.
Yeah, are both bald.
Yeah.
You would never know that. They never take their hats off unless it's at the postgame press conference of the series.
And that's where he was walking into. I saw him below in the tunnel. Much like our ESPN crew. Boy, standing next to Salvi, he is a little guy.
Yeah, he is. Carl Ravitch is super tiny.
I did not know that.
You know that he will not be here on Sunday because he's going to do Sunday Night Baseball, and you could have the championship. Mike Monaco, who is a young up-and-comer at ESPN, could be on the call. Yeah. But, yeah, Carl's tiny.
I was like, holy smokes. Yeah. In TV, you'd never guess. He was teeny.
How has the TV broadcast been?
It's okay.
I think it would be tough because the games outside of the last two haven't been close.
Yeah, and you get a lot of other stuff.
And they're over by like the fourth or fifth inning. So have they done a lot of non-baseball discussion?
Yeah.
Which we all go there.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Welcome back in, Sharp and Betting in the Morning. A little bit later, great.
I still know how much he loves it.
So let me mention that David O'Neill is going to join us coming up at 8.
And then I love it.
And so I have wondered that, and I wonder if it's in his contract that he has to do the College World Series.
Because I mean, maybe he does, but it doesn't.
I think he enjoys the event, but when you are doing Major League Baseball and you come to do college baseball, and you know how slow the games go here outside of yesterday.
It's definitely different.
I think it can be different. But I'm glad you brought this up because we were talking off air about ESPN's coverage of the NBA draft last night.
Yeah, which was not entertaining.
Why won't networks, the NFL does a better job with this, regardless of where you get your NFL draft coverage. You got to have people that watch college baseball, watch college basketball, watch college football, talking about these prospects. You can give it from the NFL, hey, this is what to expect when they get the NFL and this is how they'll fit. But their whole career has been in college, so let's get people on the air that watched them play in college and know what they can do and then hand it off to the NBA person that says, hey, Mark Williams or Bryce McGowan's transfers to this playing in a Hornet system where, you know, they got a lot of question marks at wing.
Yeah, and listen, I'm all for Title IX. Know exactly what it is and why it's come about and the opportunities that have stemmed from it. But I don't need it every 3 minutes in the NBA draft coverage. Like, those things can be separate but equal. Yeah. It's totally fine to not have to weave that in every 2 minutes. Like, I'm well aware, like, do a better job of the backstories and the college. Like, there was so much left on the table, and I'm like, stop trying so hard.
Mm.
And
it coincided. Yesterday was the anniversary, so it was the draft, and ESPN
which is totally fine. But guess what? You don't have to force feed me. Yeah. Doesn't mean I don't
I'm with you. I exactly felt how that's what they were doing yesterday.
It's like, man, I want to know. Like, tell me about Benedict Mathurin's like the Montreal to the Arizona thing and the recruiting. Mm-hmm. Right, like
I thought they.
I'm sure his mom had a tremendous impact, but you don't have to like
there's why I'm tuning in is not for that. And I guarantee you I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm. And they've actually dialed that back a little bit, the car crash stuff, where, hey, you've got a player in front of you that just reached his dream of getting drafted in the NBA. Mom's sitting next to him. Hey, Tim, this is a great moment. But what was it like when your mom, you know, wasn't there for a majority of her life and now she's back? Sitting right next to you. They went into that heavily a couple of years ago. Yeah. But I agree. There should be more college people that follow college basketball speaking on those. Now, the people that follow college basketball and watch Nebraska play this past year, and great for Bryce McGowan's, because South Carolina kid's going to get to play in Charlotte. Now, he might play a little bit more in Greensboro because he's going to be on a two-way contract, being a second-round guy, but he's going to get to play for the Hornets. Nothing new. World-class kid. I mean, he's not a troublemaker. I think he enjoyed his brief time in Lincoln. He was everywhere, as you saw with him and his brother. They'd go to random games around Lincoln or Omaha. I think he was a good rep for Nebraska. The problem is Nebraska didn't win. Look at this draft. Winning matters. If you win, you're going to attract. It's just like college football. You win, you're attractive to an NFL or an NBA team. But him going, now he got past the part of being drafted. He got drafted in the second round. The graphic from Nebraska basketball is three players drafted in the last 4 years. It has nothing to do with where McGowan's got drafted, even though they thought he'd be a first-round guy. I think now that he's been drafted, I'm probably going to wander away from Bryce McGowan's for a couple of years because he's 175. Until he weighs about 190 to two, or maybe even 195, and he gets to be 21, 22, I'm probably not going to read too much into his career. And I think he went to the ideal organization to let his career develop as his body develops.
Yeah, he's already changed quite a bit in the last 4 months physically.
I did notice when he was wearing that suit yesterday, they had his numbers. I did notice that, but I still think he's got to be about 195, 200.
Yeah, I don't know what the magic number is as much as like what he can carry from a strength and absorption standpoint. Those basketball guys are weird. Like, you stand next to them, and they're so thin and so wiry, and yet they somehow find a way to make it work. Like, not everybody can be Jalen Duren. Oh, my goodness. There are guys like that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, you guys pretty well put together. But Hoopers are tough, right? They just look slight by nature.
And maybe he will always have a body that even at 195, he looks small. He's intriguing. I mean, we've gone back over everything about Bryce McGowan's. He's very toolsy. I think he's an intriguing scorer. But I think now you wait a couple of years to really make a determination on Bryce McGowan's in the NBA.
Well, she would have stayed one more year. That's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we'll see. Yeah, I got to do some negotiating, see how much of that money you can get to be guaranteed.
I think he's probably going to be a two-way guy.
Ooh. Ooh.
Second-round guy, two-way contract. We'll let you go play in the G League and develop your game instead of sitting at the end of a bench.
Hey,
where you're not getting quality game minutes.
How about Ty Washington? So Shadon Sharp can go top seven without a game being played, yeah, and Ty Washington can free fall because you critiqued his game? The NBA is weird.
It is, and it's a lot of it about projection, and Sharp is one of those players that...
It is weird.
If you're Portland, and I think in Portland's case, where they pick up Grant, and they may be able to get back into the Western Conference playoffs with another addition, it's very intriguing because they're looking at a complete upside. Okay, you've arrived. You've got a body that we could play in the NBA with. You've got big upside, so we're going to take a chance on you. But I agree with you. I wonder what kind of precedent that sets, though, for the rare Sharps that come along and are like, eh, you know what, maybe college isn't for me, but I know I can't be, you know, straight from high school. This is what I'm going to do.
Who do you think's more motivated, EJ Liddell or Ty Washington? EJ Liddell's free fall was crazy.
See, I'm very suspect on Ty Ty.
I am too.
And you know, and Robbie and I were talking about this the other day. You know why he got drafted? Like, if you really critiqued his game, you're probably not drafting him at, what, 29? He went to Kentucky.
Yeah, but, I mean, we've seen that work for them, though.
I know winning matters, and a history of producing players matters.
Yeah.
You don't,
and those guys usually turn off pretty okay once they get to the NBA.
This is a no-brainer. Let's say Nebraska last year is on the cusp of an NCAA berth. They're above 500, and they get to play a little postseason basketball, maybe even the NIT. You wonder how much that would have helped McGowan's.
Mm.
Winning in the end, being part of a winning program matters when it comes to professional organizations basing, okay, we got to make a decision. You talk about this all the time with college football. People are attracted to winners. They look at programs. Hey, why are you winning?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. You got an NFL ready-made guy for me.
It's just so crazy. And I guess you can do that with only two rounds and two picks. Like, your margin of error is greater, I guess, because of free agency and short contracts. The draft doesn't have to be as good. But can you imagine missing on 70% of the draft in another major sport?
Mm-hmm.
It'd ruin your sport.
Yep.
It just would. NBA, it's like, next. Next.
Again, from the McGowan's perspective, the crazy stat is three of the last four drafts, a player from Nebraska has gotten drafted, but they've never played together.
It is wild.
Next year at this time, I think when we wake up on a Friday morning after the draft, we could potentially be talking about Arthur Kaluma as a big art as a lottery pick.
Yeah.
Because mock drafts will roll out today. And Kaluma, if your mock draft doesn't have Kaluma in the first round, just retire.
Yeah. Shoot, Baylor's going to get drafted too. At least I think.
Be curious watch because of he gets a year in the Big East. But now,
according to those he's practicing against, this dude is a bucket right now for Creighton. I need to sneak over there. I like him anyway. But, yeah, pretty sure he's been as good as advertised. And that's almost to a man. It's gonna be a crazy season for Creighton, boy.
You think they'll knock off North Carolina? Be Duke, Kentucky, KU. Hey, college basketball though.
It's gonna
college
be good.
Basketball is gonna be really good.
It's gonna be good. This will be a good year.
Loaded, and this will be a good year. Some new faces are loaded.
Yeah, UCLA
Gonzaga
be there.
Will be right there.
Hey, you know what I'm kind of iffy on? I need to talk to G-Hep, get the inside scoop. I am not sold on Johnny Davis.
Oh. Bad team he went to.
That's good, and
because,
that matters,
because
right?
What happens if I re-sign Bradley Beal, or Bradley Beal comes back to the Wizards?
Can he shoot?
No. Can he play with Bradley Beal?
We got into a fan. Look, it was a good topic yesterday about how important is it to win versus making money, and who gets a mulligan, team sport versus, you know, an individual sport, how it's cool in golf to say, hey, I'm just going to go get paid, but in the NBA, like if you're Bradley Beal, like now people are critiquing your game because they think you don't really want to win, or you know, folks get at John Wall for stealing, and the team sports versus individual sports are different. Bradley Beal seems to be a guy that is comfortable in Operation Chill mode. He's so good.
And he's got, what, 47 mil to say yes to?
Yeah.
He'd be able to buy a lot of Jello shots at the College World Series.
Dude. Can you imagine just being able to spend $9,000 on something as frivolous as alcohol?
What do you think the person does for a living? And by the way, I hope they tipped well. Because that's not, I mean, they have them pre-made, but that still is.
Bro, a 15% tip on $9,000 is $1,500.
If you have enough money to buy $9,000 in Jello shots, you have enough money to.
How's that for math, Jamie? Yeah, $1,350. That would be 15%, right? Look at your boy.
It's one of the best marketing tools around the college.
You know, I figured that out,
ever.
Shane. 10% of 9,000 is 900. Half of 900 is 450. 450 and 900 is 1,350.
That's what the Nebraska education will get
knowledge,
you.
Knowledge, baby. knowledge.
That's what the N's for.
Stop it.
All right, coming up in the...
What?
Come on, math, you dick.
What?
I don't even think you could say that.
Yeah, I don't... We can't say that, but you can?
Shane doesn't give a good what.
Oh, that's pretty, I'm pretty sure, for the next week.
Shane's like, what?
All right, 6:53.
You can't haul me.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, David O'Neill stopped by. Really cool event coming up at Tal Anderson next week. Mike Sauter.
Hey, do you think they'll let me dress?
Dress for success?
For the game? Central North?
Probably not.
Ties to both schools, even though I never went to either one.
Probably not.
I want to swing it once at Tal Anderson.
Oh, come over anytime.
Like, no, I mean like in game situation. I don't mean like for fun, like home run derby.
No, we'll go over there. They leave the batting cage up. We can go over and take some BP.
Well, can it be meaningful?
We call some people up and have our own game till the security kicks us out. I always see, like, I don't know if it's private lessons or something, but there'll be some random people that are there taking BP.
Hey, I just want to hang out.
Hey,
what's that song, Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days?
Hey, Shane, you're getting a lot of negative feedback on that drop. I don't think you can say that. Not that. Hey. Anything goes for the next week.
I can just hear Josh saying that out loud, that tweet. I don't think that drop is allowed.
Are you now concerned, Shane, that they may come in here and
this
kick
dude,
you out?
Normally he's like turning red and about to fall out of his chair. He played that bad boy, and it was like, what?
Hey, Shane. What? Shane, you do reach a level where you go, I don't give an F.
Come on, math.
I believe that he has done that. Did you know that had that on the end?
You're too busy listening to T-Mo's yesterday.
Come on, math, you dick.
He's just doubling down.
You can't say that.
Well, I think he thinks it's the dude's name. It's Richard.
I think your mic works.
What's going on here? Can you not hear me? Can you not hear me?
Oh, man. What the world is?
It's from Family Guy.
Friday, huh?
Yeah, but see, I don't think people know Family Guy well enough. Like a majority of our audience, they think they're talking about some other Richard.
Hey, now, you know, and this is the guy that full-fledged panics over if a song plays 20 seconds, right? You can't do that.
Play that drop one more time, and we will decide if it is the name of a person or an actual name of a unit.
Come on, math, you dick.
Hey, go liquid. Get your little flex game right. Did you figure out how to work your email?
Hey.
Look at him flexing
on
the mic.
Hey, my gosh.
Hey, what is wrong with this dude?
The Arnold look. What's the Arnold look?
What are you doing?
Hey.
Flexing on camera.
Hey.
They may have slipped him some of those Jello shots. Shane, you good?
Come on, math.
See, in the past, he would cut that off before it said
flexed.
Richard. I know, at the camera.
Wow.
Oh, man. This is the whole new Shane. Good to know you. Sharp and Benning in the morning and whatever that was.
Ooh-wee.
And whoever that is on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.